අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara educational program. I am Vasanthi Rupasingha, English teacher from Deniyaya Central College. Today I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Today also we come with an interesting English lesson. I hope you all enjoy the lesson. Okay children, think, are you smiling when you are unhappy? Of course, when you are unhappy, you are smiling. Are you crying when you are sad? Yes, when you are sad, you are crying, you are upset. Okay children, you get two different feelings at two different situations. They are happy and sad. I think you have an idea about the meanings of these two words. Happy and sad. Happy and sad. Dear children, now you know about today's lesson. From today's lesson, we are going to build up your vocabulary using words appropriately. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to expand your vocabulary both productive and receptive to use English language appropriately and accurately. So, children, can you guess the today's lesson? Yes, children. Today, the lesson is based on synonyms and antonyms. Today, the lesson is based on synonyms and antonyms. Children, at the beginning of you hear some words that are opposite in meanings. They are opposite words. So, those opposite words are called as antonyms. Opposite words are called as antonyms. First, let's focus on antonyms. What is an antonym? Children, can you define what antonyms are? Antonyms are words that have opposite meanings. Antonyms are words that have opposite meanings. Next, let's have an idea about few examples for antonyms. Think, when you get the exam papers, you find easy questions as well as difficult questions. Easy questions, difficult questions. So, the opposite of easy is difficult. Easy, difficult. Children, do you have fat friends? Yes, some of your friends are fat, very chubby, and some of them are thin. The opposite of fat is thin. Fat, thin. In the animal world, we can identify that lion as a brave animal, and rabbit as a timid animal, very innocent. Children, the antonym of brave is timid. Brave, timid. Okay, children. Do you like to live in a very rural area with a calm environment? Of course, we love to live in a rural area. But, children, most of us live in urban areas with lots of loud noises and polluted environment. What are the two areas described here? They are rural and urban. The opposite of rural is urban. Rural, urban. We come across four examples. Can you remember them? Yes, children. They are easy, difficult, fat, thin, brave, timid, rural, urban. Let's move on few more examples of antonyms. Broad, narrow. Cheap, expensive. Encourage, discourage. Gentle, rough. Horizontal, vertical. Justice, injustice. Rare, common. I hope you all get an idea about antonyms. To get more idea, let's do the activity 1. I hope you all are ready with your activity sheets. Now, my dear students, look at the activity 1. In your activity 1, you have asked to select the words from the list and replace with the underlined words. First, move on to the words given within brackets. Let's read them first. So, cheap, long, stingy, easy. Now, come to the first sentence. The science test was very difficult. The underlined word is difficult. I think you are ready with the answers. Then, what is the antonym for the underlined word difficult? Yes, it's easy. So, the answer should be corrected as the science test was very easy. Let's move on to second sentence. My best friend got the answer correct. What is the antonym for the word correct? Yes, children, it's wrong. So, the sentence should be corrected as my best friend got the answer wrong. Third one. The orange tasted incredibly sweet. What is the opposite of sweet? Yes, it's so. So the answer should be corrected as the orange tasted incredibly so. Fourth sentence. Mr. Pereira is very generous. What is your answer, children? Yes, it's stingy. So, the sentence should be corrected as Mr. Pereira is very stingy. Last sentence. The perfume is expensive. What is the correct answer, children? What is the antonym for the underlined word? Yes, it's cheap. So, the sentence should be corrected as The perfume is cheap. Well done. Okay, children. Now I am going to tell you a story. Listen to this small story about Ruan. Ruan is a student of grade 10. His English teacher asked him to go to the activity room and bring some cards. The cards are in two boxes. Unfortunately, on the way, Ruan fell down. Now what happened? All the cards are jumbled and Ruan is in a big problem of separating those cards. My dear students, do you like to help Ruan? Okay, children. Look at the activity 2 in your activity sheet. While doing activity 2, you can help Ruan. Right. That activity also based on antonyms. Again, let's go to your activity sheet. In your activity 2, you have asked to find the antonym. First, look at the example given. What are the two words given there? Increase, decrease. The opposite of increase is decrease. Like that, you have to find the other pairs. I think you are ready with your answers. Let's have a look at these given words. Let's read them. Dangerous, external, optimistic, increase, refuse, abundant, scarce, gentle, present, brighten, backward, decrease, absent, internal, rough, forward, fate, repulsive, safe, pessimistic, accept, and attractive. I think you can easily find the antonyms. Let's check your answers. Dangerous. What is the antonym of dangerous? Yes, children, safe. External, internal. Optimistic. What is the opposite word of optimistic? Pessimistic. Present, absent. Brighten, fade. Forward, backward. Rough. What is the antonym of rough? Yes, gentle. Accept. Refuse. Attractive. What is the opposite of attractive? Repulsive. Last word. Abundant. What is the antonym of abundant? Scarce. very good children. I hope you get an idea about that activity. Okay, children, I like to ask a question from you. What is the opposite word of antonym? Of course, the opposite word of antonym is synonym. Antonym, synonym. Now you know what I am going to do the next. Yes, children, I am going to explain about what synonyms are. What are synonyms? Can you define it? Synonyms are the words that have same meanings. Synonyms are similar words or nearly the same meaning. Synonyms are the words that have same meanings. Synonyms are similar words or nearly the same meaning. Do you like to climb up a mountain? I know you all are very energetic and like to get challenges. The similar word for mountain is hill. Mountain, hill. Okay, what are the abilities do you have? Yes, you all have very various abilities. The similar word for ability is a skill. Ability, skill. Let's move on few more examples for synonyms. Start, begin. Cheap, reasonable. Intelligent, brilliant. Gentle, tender. Demand, request. Famous, popular. Correct, right. Now, I hope you have an idea about synonyms. To have a change of the lesson, let's have a look at your activity 3 in your activity sheet. Now, look at your activity 3. In that activity, you have asked to find the synonyms for given words from the words given within brackets. Okay, children, how many words here? Yes, there are 10 words. First, read the words given within brackets. Fate, terrible, skillful, reason, commence, sincere, gigantic, different, fearless, indolent. Okay, children, I think you can find the answers easily. So let's discuss the answers. First one, awful. What is the synonym for awful? Terrible. Begin, commence. Third one, enormous, gigantic. Clever, skillful. Fifth one, destiny, fate. Next word, hard. What is the synonym for hard? Yes, difficult. Brave, fearless. Lazy, indolent. Cause, reason. Last word, honest. What is the synonym for honest? Yes, children, it's sincere. Well done. Children, your last activity, activity 4, also based on synonyms. Are you ready with the answers? Let's move on to activity 4. In your activity 4, you have asked to underline the correct synonym. First one, penalty. You have given three words. From those three words, you have to find the correct synonym. Okay, children. What is the synonym for penalty? Punishment. Second one, rich. What are the words given? Poor, wealthy, sad. What is the correct answer? Wealthy. Third one, examine. What is the correct answer? Inspect. Fourth one, conflict. What are the three words given? Fight, aware, correct. So among those, what is the correct answer? Fight. Last word, alike. What are the three words given you? Difficult, same, various. Among those three words, what is the correct synonym for alike? Yes, same. Well done, children. I suppose you all have a clear idea about synonyms. Okay, from today's lesson, you learnt about antonyms and synonyms. Antonyms are words that have opposite meanings. And synonyms are words that have same meaning or nearly the same meaning. Okay, children. Today you learn many antonyms and synonyms. Hope you all enjoy the lesson. You have to read more and add more words for your list. Dear students, now we have to come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Gurukedara educational program. I am Vasanti Rupasingha, English teacher from Deniyaya Central College. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Gurukedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7881488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර